When I heard on my drive home from the office today that one out of every five Washingtonians was leaving town, I thought I would give my sermon from the floor because I figured it would just be like a few of us. And I wanted the Richies to feel like the sanctuary was full, but everybody turned out for Lydia's bat mitzvah. So we're very, very grateful. If we look at our Torah portion this week, and we look at our Haftarah portion this week, we learn what the rabbis of old considered important about Parshat Naso. We always think of this portion as the portion of the priestly benediction, when the priests lifted their hands, made a shin with each hand, and blessed the people. But the Haftarah always gives us a clue as to what's really important in the portion, because the rabbis tried to match the portion with the Haftarah. And the Haftarah, as Lydia will tell you well, is about Nazarites. It's about Samson's parents being told that he will be a Nazarite from the womb. And so we go to the passage before the priestly benediction, and we see that the whole section is about Nazarites. What on earth is a Nazarite? I wish I could tell you. Because both portions only tell us how Nazarites are supposed to live their lives, not what they are supposed to do. Over and over again in the Torah and Haftarah, we are told that a Nazarite can't drink alcohol, and a Nazarite should be free of all intoxicants, and they should live as if they are priests. But what is a Nazarite? A Nazarite, all we know, is a person for a specified period of time who sets aside his or her life to serve God. We're not told what that service is. But I think it is amazing that there were people prior to the writing of the Torah that were setting aside their lives to serve God, and it was so well known what they did in their daily lives that the Torah doesn't even have to tell us what they did. They served God. Somebody came up to you in Burke and said, "Do you serve God?" You might think they were from a local evangelical community, but but imagine that Elijah the prophet came to you in some place, disguised as somebody at Giant or Safeway or Wegmans, maybe at the kosher counter at Wegmans, and said, "Do you serve God?" And you might not give the exact answer because I think you all do. I think the answer is that we each serve God in our own way, even those who might not believe in a God. Because service to God in our tradition is service to others. It's making the world a better place. It's buying into this concept of tikkun olam. The only difference is that those who became Nazarites stopped what they were doing in the rest of the world and did this full time for a specified period of time, sort of a God work study program, an internship with God. And that idea of service to God is the model upon which those who serve in our armed services, those who serve in our medical community, those who serve others as first responders, they are called to service for others. And we hear this phrase, God and country. But there is something greater than yourself when you put on a uniform and you are called to serve, whatever that profession, especially if you're putting your life on the line. So we have to ask ourselves, what is this idea of service? And two weeks ago when I was giving this sermon about all my talises, I took out the talis that you all gave me for my 20th anniversary. And on the talis, I picked all my values, and I was reminded that one of the values I chose was the value of Avodah. If you open up your Hebrew dictionary, because if you ask Siri, Siri, what is the translation of avodah in Hebrew? Siri will say, and so will Alexa, I don't speak Hebrew yet. We tried when the Israeli relatives were at the house for 2 weeks, and I really wished Alexa would have been able to give me some of the translations. She was listening in, but she couldn't translate. The translation for avodah in your standard Israeli dictionary is work. A man or woman will say to their children, "Ani holech, ani holechet l'avodah." I'm going to work. It's a very mundane definition, but that is not the definition of our tradition. In our tradition, there are people who are labeled Eved Adonai, servants of God. And avodah has a totally different meaning. Sing with me. Al shlosha devarim, al shlosha devarim, al shlosha, shlosha devarim, ha'olam, ha'olam, omeid, al ha'torah, v'al ha'avodah, v'al gimilut chasadim. Okay, so we know what Torah is. It's in the ark, it's in our hearts, it's the mitzvot that we live by. Gemilut chasadim, my favorite Jewish value that I teach in Bar Mitzvah class, is acts of loving kindness. Why is gemilut chasadim greater than tzedakah, I tell my students? Because gemilut chasadim is given to the living and the dead. Gemilut chasadim is an extended form of tzedakah because it's not just money, it's actions. It's acts from one heart to another. But in the middle of that, in the song, is ha-avodah. Al ha-Torah v'al ha-avodah. Did you ever ask yourself, what is that avodah? It's service. Now, it could mean worship, because in our prayer book, every single service, we have a section called avodah, which means worship. It's before Rabbi Rappaport's favorite prayer, Hoda'ah. So we usually skip over it because she jumps right to Hoda'ah because she's such a grateful person and we're grateful for her. But avodah, this service, this idea of service is so expanded in rabbinic Judaism. It's the prayer service. It was the service that the priests had in the tabernacle. But most importantly, it is the service that we perform that makes us godly. The person who does the mitzvah, knowing that you do it not just because you want to be a good person or you want people to notice, because you do it because you're a partner with God in the ongoing work of creation and humanity. And that service can take on so many different manifestations. It could be in the work that you choose to do. It could be in the volunteerism that you choose. It could be in the tzedakah that you give. One of the three pillars, then, of Judaism is this idea of avodah. So this Shabbat, I'm calling us all to focus on that value. It's not bringing boxes of cereal, although you know how important that is to me. And it's not something tangible. The word avodah is going to be different for each and every one of you. What have you done lately to change the world? How have you served God? And by doing so, how have you made humanity better? How have you been a better person as an example, and how have you changed the world? You've all done something. You've all given something. And it doesn't have to have been this week. Something you're proud of. You don't need to advertise it. It doesn't need to go on a billboard. But you've changed the world in some way. You've served God, you've served humanity, you've served country. This idea of service. We are all in the modern world, from time to time, taking on the responsibility of the Nazarite. Now, I'm not saying that everybody in the congregation is giving up alcohol and other intoxicants, but I am saying that there are times in your life where you set out to do something that may be difficult, that may put you in a position to go out of your way for your community, for your country, for your congregation, for your rabbi. And that kind of service is avodah. I think in many ways the Nazirite job is not defined in this week's portion, because I think there's a looking forward in the Torah that says you decide how you're going to be a Nazirite at any given moment. So the challenge, between now and Rosh Hashanah, choose an activity. Choose an act of service. Don't announce it. Don't let anyone know. And you'll know what that act of service is because you will feel transformed. My friend, I just spent some time with him at the biennial, the rabbinic biennial, wrote a passage for Memorial Day on the Reform website. You know Rabbi Milder because he wrote, "Wherever you go, there's always someone Jewish." He actually wrote a piece about Rabbi Roland Gittelson. Rabbi Gittelson is not a person I've ever met, but I use a lot of his writing in confirmation class. And he was a tremendous activist in the 60s for social justice and social reform. Rabbi Milder wrote the following that was put out in the Reform Jewish World today. One of the great lessons in democracy was taught by a chaplain during World War II, Rabbi Roland Gittelson. Rabbi Gittelson helped to dedicate the 5th Marine Division Cemetery on Iwo Jima, April 1945. Burying the dead was extraordinarily difficult during the Battle of Iwo Jima. And so the dedication of the cemetery afterwards was a particularly solemn and disturbing occasion. "These men," said Rabbi Gittelson, "have paid the ghastly price of freedom. If that freedom be once again lost, the unforgivable blame will be ours, not theirs. So it is we, the living, who are here to be dedicated and consecrated. We dedicate ourselves," he said, "to live together in peace the way they fought and are buried in this war. Here lie men who loved America because their ancestors generations ago helped her founding, and other men who loved her with equal passion because they themselves or their own fathers escaped from oppression to her blessed shores. Here lie officers and men, rich and poor together. Here are Protestants, Catholics, and Jews together. Here no man prefers another because of his faith or despises him because of his color. Among these men there is no discrimination, no prejudice, no hatred. Theirs is the highest and purest democracy. Any man among us, the living, who fails to understand that will thereby betray those who lie here dead in hate against a brother or thinks himself superior to those who happen to be in the minority makes of this ceremony and of the bloody sacrifice it commemorates an empty, hollow mockery." Rabbi Milder says, "In our Jewish tradition, we are offered the following wisdom. We do best homage to our dead when we live our lives most fully, for each of our lives is worth the life of the whole world. On this Memorial Day, we remember those who gave their lives in service of democracy, and we dedicate ourselves to fulfilling the vision upon which this nation was founded. A life of service. There is no greater calling, and we call it avodah. Shabbat shalom."